Well, after 16 days of testimony, the federal trial of admitted Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev resumes on Monday with closing arguments. The defense rested its case yesterday, just a day after calling its first witness. David Boeri from Here and Now contributor WBUR reports from the federal courthouse in Boston.
Defense attorneys chose to make an abbreviated case in what's likely to be the first phase of a two-phase trial. In the opening statements back on the first day, defense attorney Judy Clark made clear that, quote, it was him, which meant that Jahar Tsarnaev was involved in the bombings, the shootout, and the killing of an MIT police officer. In calling just four witnesses, the defense tried to accomplish the same thing it sought to do with cross-examination of the few government witnesses it chose to question. Tsarnaev's attorneys became the prosecutors of his dead older brother Tamerlan. The central and persistent defense theme is that Tamerlan was the leader, and his easily led younger brother Jahar was the follower. Yesterday, the defense called an FBI fingerprint expert. She testified it was Tamerlan's prints and not Jahar's, which were found on remnants of the first explosive device on Boylston Street, on the lid of a pressure cooker bomb that blew up in the Watertown shootout 3 days after the marathon attack. It was Tamerlan's prints on a caulking gun, a soldering gun, rolls of tape, and a jar of nails and other tools suspected in the making of the bombs. The defense established that Tamerlan's prints were found on receipts for model car components from which transmitters and receivers were fashioned for electric signals to trigger bombs. Tamerlan's prints were on the transmitter itself. Question followed question and answer followed answer. No, Jahar's fingerprints were not found. Another defense witness testified it was Tamerlan's laptop computer on which the operator entered search terms such as gun stores in New Hampshire, firing system, detonator, radio transmitter receiver, and Boston Marathon. The terms were not found in Jahar's computer, where Facebook and its Russian version and YouTube and even Pornhub were favorites. And the defense witness also testified that the jihadist magazine Inspire was copied from Tamerlan's laptop to Jahar's laptop. Does this testimony absolve Jahar from criminal responsibility for the crimes he's charged with committing? No. But the case the defense has built may help in the likely second phase of this trial when, if he is convicted, a jury will decide whether he goes to death row or to prison for life without parole. For Here and Now, I'm David Boeri.